It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's a winter wonderland. What's going on? I'm McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and intern Chloe Money. What a morning in Indianapolis. It is a whiteout. Cool temps also in Houston. Woo! How are you guys doing? I'm happy everybody made it in safely this morning.
I was waking up like every 30 minutes because I was so scared that I was going to maybe sleep past because I wanted to wake up extra early to make sure I had enough time on the roads. And I was kind of like white knuckling it. I was like gripping my steering wheel and I think going like 20 miles per hour the entire way in.
Absolutely. There is a winter storm warning. It's been issued for Indianapolis and surrounding counties from 2 p.m. today until 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's lots of school delays. We're going to post a list hopefully soon, but lots of school delays. Carmel Clay Schools, I just got the notification to our delays. I got a phone call and I'm like, who is calling me this early? And it's so cool. The school calls, you know, like it's like the little chain of events.
Yeah,
and they
like
call
the
it,
little
you know,
robot.
Yeah. So that's the best is when you're a kid and they're like, snow day. So be extra careful. I got to give a shout out to my dad because I spent the night at my parents' house last night with my little Lulu because I'm thinking she's probably going to have a snow day. So she has a 2-hour delay at Carmel Clay Schools. And then he scraped my car for me and got everything off.
That's
so that was really nice.
Parents are the absolute best. My dad used to do that when I was in high school and I miss it.
I know. Hamilton Southeastern Schools also have a 2-hour delay. Noblesville, 2-hour delay. So a lot of schools I'm looking at right now seem to have 2-hour delays. Of course, check your local listings. Go to your school's website. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. The delays as a kid, though, it's kind of like a tease because you're like, snow day! But at least you get to sleep in, right?
You get to sleep in. And then when you get to school, a lot of teachers are just like over it. And the classes are so short that like you end up not really doing anything that day anyways.
Right.
If you're listening in Houston, like right now in Houston, it's 73 degrees.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah, right now, like as we speak.
Well, we're envious of you.
Yeah, I'm going to Houston right now for the winter.
Yeah, so where we broadcast live out of right now in Indianapolis, it's 30 degrees, and we got about 5 inches of snow yesterday.
Which is incredible.
Crazy. The roads were so bad last night, just to put it in perspective. It took me an hour to get somewhere that normally takes me 15 minutes.
Wow.
An hour. The roads, I hydroplaned. Like, I couldn't go up a hill. People were like... Yeah. Exiting a hill, like turning, like
I was a granny this morning, 10 and 2 on the roads, but then there's always, and it's always a huge big truck that's just like plows through that's going like 80, 90 miles per hour. But everybody just be safe on the roads. A lot of course, school closings, like we just said, Fishers, Noblesville, Carmel Clay Schools, 2-hour delay, and we'll keep you posted as they all come in. So a lot of schools are just doing the 2-hour delay, not officially closed yet, but we'll keep you posted. How was your weekend? You went to our company Christmas party, Porkchop.
I did. So Friday night was fun. Went to the Christmas company Christmas party. They gave away a TV and they gave away like raffle tickets for it. And I was off by 3 numbers.
No, what would you have won?
A TV.
Like a huge TV.
Yeah. 55-inch TV.
That is so large.
I
have an extra TV.
I actually do too, if you need one.
I've got a nice TV, but a 55-inch TV would have been really nice.
Aww.
But then Saturday and Sunday, it was so busy at the steakhouse. Like, granted, I made great money, but I was there like 10 a.m. to midnight on Saturday. And then yesterday I was there from 11 a.m. to like 10 p.m.
Ugh, so you're exhausted. I want to know at the Christmas party, my mom, Kiki, it was her birthday, and then my beautiful niece, Julia, danced in Nutcracker. So that's what I was doing. But did people get lit? Was like turn up or was it pretty tame and like?
I'd say it was pretty tame. At least I was pretty tame. I had an adios mother.
Bleeper?
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
An adios mother.
Yes. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay, a strong one.
Kenzie's like, I've had a couple
of those, honey. Oh, that's cool. Funny. Love, how's your weekend?
My weekend was really good. So on Friday, I had my very, very first class as an instructor.
Yay!
For
Psychobar. How did it go? That's so exciting.
It went really, really
well.
Were
you nervous?
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous, but it was a friends and family ride. So like I would say 95% of the people that came I knew, or like 90% of the people that came I knew, which I think is more scary because I like don't want to get embarrassed, but my sister and my baby cousin drove 2 hours just to surprise me.
That is so sweet.
Because no one in my family, I like texted my family group chat and was like, hey, I've got it on Friday. Anyone want to like come up and like come? And everyone had Christmas parties and I was like, oh, like what a bummer, but like okay, I get it. And like literally I was at Psychobar preparing and then I looked over and my baby cousin and my sister were there.
That's
they drove
the
2 hours just to get their asses kicked
in Psychobar.
So I was so thankful and I was just like so happy that the amount of people that came out did come out, so it's really good. And then Saturday, I had a really chill day. I had like a roomy day. We went on, went out to dinner. We went to the liquor store because we're trying to build up. We're trying to build up our bar cart and like our bar. So yeah. I got like a really nice bottle of mezcal, and she got a really nice bottle of Fernet and stuff.
You
so
need
we're
to
trying
have a little,
to be,
like, stock the bar party.
We went to. We actually that night after we had a drink or two, we decided we were gonna have a '90s themed housewarming party in January.
Oh, cool!
And we're gonna have like crimped hair.
I love a good theme party.
Exactly.
I think that is awesome. Well, like I said, I just celebrated my mom's birthday. Kiki, we had so much fun. Went to Anthony's Chop House, and then we went to just have cake and all the things. And then we went to see my beautiful niece, like I said, perform in the Nutcracker, and she killed it. So it was fun. It was a family weekend.
I served someone at Sullivan's, and they had just come back from that Nutcracker performance.
Really?
Yeah, like the little girl was in it.
Oh. Oh, that was she was the actual Nutcracker.
Oh,
like
no, wait,
my niece.
Lulu was?
No, my niece, Julia.
Oh, your niece. Right, yeah. Right, okay.
So it was really fun.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes. Okay, well, we have a big show coming up. Again, we'll keep you posted with all of the school closings, delays due to the inclement weather here in Indianapolis. There is a winter storm warning. Carmel Clay Schools have a 2-hour delay. Hamilton Tell Eastern Schools, 2-hour delay. Westfield Washington Schools, 2-hour delay. Same thing for IPS schools down in Greenwood and Beech Grove City Schools. So, of course, check your local listings, check your school, but looking right. Like right now, people are having mostly 2 hours of delay. So we are going to spill the tea, though. We're going to get to the juice. When is Miss Blake Shelton going to propose to Gwen Stefani? That's the question, and we have an answer. Plus, Chelsea Handler loses a little bestie. We'll get into it coming up after Post Malone.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes. Good morning. It is tea time. We're kicking things off with Scarlett Johansson, who did a really great job hosting over on SNL. It was really cute, too, because her fiancé, Colin Jost, happens to work there, and she brought him up in her monologue.
It's so great to be back hosting SNL for the 6th time. You know, the 6th time is even more exciting than the 5th because, you know, you're not worried anymore. If the show's bad, what are they going to do? Fire my fiancé? Oh, no, what will we do without his paycheck?
That's very true, right? So that's really cool that that's where they met and they were on there together. And she says he is the love of her life, the love of many ladies' lives. Now, Horne also made his solo musical guest debut and he gave an electric performance. Here's a little bit.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm and ink, I swear. You swear the moment comes. I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear.
Yes, he killed it.
He is so sexy.
He is so sexy.
He loses his accent when he sings?
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of people do, I feel like. That's very common.
That's very weird.
Well, I'm sure a lot of artists they listen to were American growing up, too.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's really sexy. I'm so proud of him. He killed it, so that was exciting. Adam Sandler admitting, hey, I am a huge fan of Billie Eilish.
My kids turned me on to Billie Eilish like a year and a half ago. And then I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl with my kids. She's incredible. I love her. I saw an interview with her the other morning and that she was singing as a little kid. And she's very inspiring and just I love her stuff.
Aw, that's so cool. Adam Sandler has two girls, two teenagers, basically, and so I'm sure they've turned them on to what's hot, what's happening, like Billie Eilish. So he's a huge fan. That'd be so cool to have Adam endorse you, because obviously he's like an icon. Also an icon in the country music world, Blake Shelton. Okay, so is Blake going to propose to Gwen Stefani? Ellen trying to get to the bottom of it.
Would you like to guest host one day?
Sure.
That's so great.
You don't like to work any more than I do. I know what you're trying to do.
Right.
You know I hate working.
Yeah. But it's so easy. You're just sitting here and having fun. You can have anybody on you want. You can have Gwen on. You can have anybody on.
Okay.
You could propose to her here.
I could.
All right, so it's settled. You'll
we'll
guest
save that for you in this
and
show.
Okay. Yeah. That seems right. I'm kind of responsible for y'all getting together.
How's that?
I don't know.
Now, that would be something. I would love to see that. I don't think that's going to happen. I've been waiting. I called that they were going to get engaged last year.
I thought they were engaged. They're so hard to keep up with.
Maybe they could do the proposal on our show.
That would be even more amazing.
I heard they were going to, actually.
Okay, this week. So make sure you're listening all week long. And lastly, I have some sad news. Chelsea Handler, she lost Chewy Bravo. It was kind of her sidekick on her show, Chelsea Lately. He had emergency stomach issues and passed away at the age of 63.
It's been nice. I've been relaxing for once.
Aw, he was just such a ray of light. Chelsea wrote, I loved this little nugget in a big way. I took so much pleasure in how many people loved him the way I did. He gave us so much laughter. I'll never forget the sound of his laugh coming from his office into mine. Rest in peace. So, of course, well wishes. Well, we want to motivate you. It is Monday. If you are in Indianapolis, the roads are not the greatest, and it's inclement weather. There is a winter storm weather warning. But here's the thing. We're going to motivate you. What do you guys think about this? You ready?
Oh, yeah. My Monday motivation is Christmas is next week.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that kind of ensues anxiety in me, though, when you say that.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm excited and panicking. But that's coming up next on Joe and McKenzie. You're feeling good, say yeah. Oh, yes. Good morning. We get it. It's Monday. You're dragging. If you're in parts of the country, it is very snowy and the roads aren't great. And you're like, what? And the kids' schedules are changing. We got lots of school closings and delays. So we'll keep you abreast of those. But we want to motivate you so you have a fantastic kickoff to your week. So we're going to do a little Monday motivation. And I'm kicking things off with this. This is insane. This dog was reunited with its owners after this little dog named Nick was in a truck, was in a silver 2011 Ford F-150 when it got stolen. So somebody, the thieves jumped into the car. They got it going and the dog was sleeping. Aww. And they took off with the puppy. So the owner's obviously upset about the truck, more upset about their furry baby. Thankfully, police were able to recover the truck's flatbed trailer, and they were able to get the dog reunited with the family over the weekend. That's really scary. It's like they took your vehicle and then your baby's in it.
I know. That's so sad.
So, happy to report, the family is reunited and back together. And I know, Chops, you have another story about a family reunited for the holidays.
Yes, perfect timing. This one's so sweet. A micro preemie was born 268 days ago, and she's been in the NICU.
NICU.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was 2 pounds.
Aww.
1 ounce.
Just an itty bitty thing.
When she was born.
Does it say what her name is?
Her name is Joy.
Oh, I love that.
Joy Day.
Okay, give your microphone a little pat pat.
Just here, beat that right thing here. Up.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to wiggle it around that. It was happening to me last week.
Our microphone's waking up as well because it's Monday.
Yes, Joy
so
Day.
So Joy, and Joy so was sweet. 2 pounds.
1 ounce.
Aww.
And she's coming home just in time for Christmas.
Sweet.
I love that. Gives me goosebumps. I love that. That's the sweetest, like those little bitty outfits. Like, can you?
Yes, like how small they would be. Oh,
or like
so
little
cute
shoes, even though they don't walk or obviously wear them. Yeah. But
how big is like 2 pounds, 1 ounce? Is that the size of like 2 fingers?
No, it's probably like in your palm.
Yeah, like you could hold her in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
That's like poor Chum, you need to adopt a baby eventually one day. You'd be the best dad.
Well, let's get his dad situated.
I want to do in vitro fertilization. Is that what it's called?
You need a woman for that.
Well, I know.
Okay, cool.
Surrogacy, right? Isn't that what it's?
Surrogacy?
Yeah.
Surrogacy, right?
He's looking
this
at you,
like
Liv, like he wants.
This is like a topic for one day.
It is. We need to start.
Liv, would you have his baby?
No. No. Because I don't think he could afford me.
What's your Monday motivation, Liv?
That's a different. Talking about affording and things like that. So,
motivating.
Monday motivation actually comes from Maria Sharapova. So obviously she is a tennis star, but yes. She's also the CEO of her own business, and she's also a best-selling author. So she has so much success at just the age of 32, and she kind of says this is how she's had all of her success. She says, I have a clear path of what I want to achieve in the end, and no matter where I am at, the beginning of it, the middle of it, I always go back to what it was that I was thinking. What was my path? What was my thinking from the original starting point? And am I still on that same track to kind of make sure you're still staying focused? And she said the worst advice she's ever received is when people told her it's not how you start, it's how you finish. She disagrees. She says that having a strong and clear beginning is essential for a positive outcome. So she said that the beginning is one of the most important parts of a journey. She says in her career, before you make that first step, you have to do so much due diligence. You have to put in so much work and effort, put in the right team, the right frame of mind, and hours of repetition in order to have a great beginning. And better the beginning, the better the end. So make sure you don't lose focus and you stay clear on your vision throughout your journey.
I love that. And I always think this is a go-to for me. Don't ever listen to what other people, even if they have great intentions for you, they try to give you advice. But someone that's never been where you're going,
right?
Why would you listen to their how-to, right?
Yes.
Forge your own path.
Love
you got
that.
This, your intuition. All right. Thank you very much, you guys. Those were very motivating. Hey. The weather's not great. There is a winter storm warning in Indianapolis. There are lots of schools. Delays mainly. Carmel Clay Schools, they have a two-hour delay. Hamilton Southeastern Schools as well. Westfield Washington Schools on a two-hour delay. Beach Grove as well. IPS, two-hour delay. So we'll keep you abreast of all the school closings and delays. You know, kids are like, yay, snow day! And then they find out it's a delay. But it could turn into a snow day. Right now, though, mostly 2 hours delay. So we'll keep you posted. You guys, coming up next. Next, it's our favorite. Wait,
what happened?
Oh, we have these good stories that you won't believe, including a woman who found $37 million in her bank account and a man in trouble because, well, his license plate was homemade with crayons. It's a little segment we like to call
Wait, what happened?
Because it's unbelievable. Imagine this. You find $37 million in your bank account.
Wait, what happened?
That happened to a Dallas woman. She gets out of work. She pulls up to her bank, checks her balance. $37 million had appeared in her account. She's like, what? I mean, you can imagine all the thoughts going through her head. Instead of, though, rushing to buy a yacht or something like that, she calls her husband, and then they call the bank to see what's going on. Wah, wah. A day and a half later, the $37 million was gone. The bank didn't even leave, like, a thank you, or she didn't get any extra for being a good person. They're like, sorry, we goofed up. A bank rep entered the wrong account number.
That is so cruel and so mean. You at least have to give them something, right?
Just like $1 million. Come on.
I know.
Be cool, bank.
Wait a minute. So you said the bank rep entered the wrong account number, meaning someone was actually getting $37 million into their account.
That was a transaction.
Yeah, probably Beyonce's account.
Right?
What kind of transaction? $37 million in one account?
Yes, this exists. Oh. I tell you, we're in the wrong occupation. Yeah. Okay? These things do happen.
Who was it?
We'll find out. I'll keep you posted on that, but that's sad for her. Well, a man was arrested because his license plate, it was homemade.
Wait,
what happened?
This dude, he made a homemade license plate. He drew with a crayon on a brown paper bag. This is in Indiana. And troopers pulled him over. He said he was in it because he was unable to change a tire. And then they noticed, hey, what's going on with your license plate? Why is this on a paper bag written in crayon? Basically, it turned out the vehicle was stolen and he was trying to switch up the license plate.
What an idiot.
You know, to be honest, this gives me hope because my license plate is like a month expired now. So I'm like, okay, if this
living
guy,
on the edge.
If this guy got pulled over for just for needing help changing his tire, and then they realized, like, then I should
do
be
not
good.
Attract attention though. That's the thing. He was a dummy and obviously put his license with crayon
if
in a paper
thought
bag.
That was actually gonna like fool someone. I'm assuming this guy's on drugs.
Yeah, probably so. This man not on drugs, but he took a woman's parking spot, then hit her with his car.
Wait,
what happened?
An elderly man was arrested in California. Okay, he's 70 years old. Not an excuse. He took this woman's parking space. She got out of the car. They were doing like holiday shopping. She is mad. They get into an argument, ensues. Then he puts his car in gear, advances it slow, like very slow speed, and he struck her in the leg, in the left leg, to teach her a lesson, quote unquote. Oh. The woman was okay. Thank goodness she did not need medical attention, but the man was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. His car...
I got hit by a tram car once.
What's a tram car?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I guess it's like a New Jersey thing. There's like the boardwalk and this little tram car goes on it and it goes, watch the tram car, please.
Is it like a small, is it like a two-seater car? Like,
no,
what are we talking here?
Maybe like 30
Is it like
30
a shuttle
people.
Bus?
Yeah, like a little tiny, like for the boardwalk. You ever been to a boardwalk, Liv?
I mean, I know what the boardwalk is because I've seen Jersey Shore.
Yes,
I don't know what a tram is.
Could you file a suit? I mean, they hit you.
No, I got a little bruise.
Oh, okay.
Pork chop. In your situation, sue. Okay? From here on out, sue.
Oh, man. And lastly here, a woman fakes being kidnapped to steal a man's truck.
Wait, what happened?
I know. A North Carolina woman faked being kidnapped. She wanted this vehicle. So she goes into this guy's house. She's like, oh my gosh, I just escaped a stranger trying to kidnap me. He was sweet. Let her come in, sit in the truck while he was going to call 911 for her. She then stole the truck and led police on a 26-mile chase, which came to an end when the woman was boxed in by police. She was arrested and charged with driving the wrong way on a divided highway and felony assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do that. Guy's like, why was I a good Samaritan and let this person in? Oh, man. Why am I a good Samaritan and I didn't pick a good song, so I'm probably going to let you guys win Song of the Day. Song of the Day is coming up, and I love this subject. It's songs you sing in the shower. Winter storm warning in the city of Indianapolis. We'll keep you posted on school closings delays. Most schools just have a 2-hour delay. Carmel Clay Schools, Hamilton Southeastern, Westfield, IPS, Beach Grove, the list goes on and on, so check your local listings. But we made it in today. We are now going to do Song of the Day. It's myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop made it in, Liv the Web Girl, and intern Chloe Money. Okay, so Song of the Day. I know you've been super pumped about this, Chops. What is the subject today?
Today's theme is songs that you would sing in the shower.
Isn't that something? Because I always feel like I cannot sing in real life, but in the shower, I don't know if it's the acoustics, if it's the vibe, but you feel like I can sing. I should be a singer.
So true. I feel like it's like when you have headphones on and you know you sing really loud. It's like that. So maybe it's because you can't hear yourself, so you just sing louder.
You think you're good. Yeah, exactly. Well, this lady is good, and I love this song. It was pretty much the one that put her on the map. I went with Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. And we might have it. We're pressing buttons.
Hold on, let me try that again.
Okay. Yes. Now, if you're like, I want to hear that song today, because here's the thing. You're not going to hear that unless you vote right now. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 to vote for me, Mackenzie, I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry. Okay, let's move on to producer Porkchop.
Now, I took this kind of literally, like songs that you would sing in the shower.
Okay.
So this song came out in 2000. I was in like sixth grade, and I remember like all my friends thought it was so funny when we came into school, when you had just gotten your fresh haircut, when you're looking clean, you got your new clothes, you're just looking so fresh and so clean. Ain't nobody don't ask me, I'm just so fresh, so fresh and so clean, clean. Don't you think I'm so sexy, I'm just so fresh, so fresh and so clean, clean. Yeah.
Yes.
So
that's
you,
a good one.
Like, literally, that's a song you would sing in the shower. So fresh and so clean, clean. Right?
I mean, yes. I wouldn't, but maybe some people.
Screw you, Liv.
Okay. If you want to vote for Pork Chop, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That brings us to intern Chloe Money, who's done with her final.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you. Every time intern Chloe Money plays Song of the Day, usually she wins. So let's see what heat she brought today.
The heat I brought today is a song that I always sing in the shower because the acoustics are just right. And that is Someone Like You by Adele.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg.
That Very is nice. A great choice.
Yes. Yep, so good.
And I sing it really loud, and my mom tells me to be quiet.
Can you give us a little clue?
Someone like you.
Yes! Oh. Vote for Chloe Money right now. Text the word song to 52140. And last but certainly not least, Liv, the web girl, what you got?
Okay, so I always have a running theme when I'm in the shower. For some reason, I always sing Christina Aguilera. And this has been a thing ever since I was like 7 years old because my older sisters were obsessed with her. And so I picked this absolute jam called Fighter.
Makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider. Maybe learn a little bit faster.
I love that. That's a solid choice. Absolutely. Text the word song to 52140 to place your vote now. You decide the power. You have it. Song of the day. Songs you sing in the shower. We'll tell you the results coming up next. The heated battle rolls on this Monday morning. Our first battle was getting into work today. Mission accomplished. Second battle, who will win Song of the Day? Now, the subject is songs you like to sing in the shower. We gave this a lot of thought. I went with Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh, yeah, you know all the words. Producer Pork Chop. What was so fresh and so clean?
Ain't nobody don't ask me, I'm just so fresh, so fresh and so clean, clean.
Intern Chloe Money brought the heat with Adele, Someone Like You.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
And Liv the Web Girl feeling feisty. She went with Christina Aguilera's Fighter.
Colossus makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder.
Now, this is for you to decide which song will be declared the song of the day by texting song to 52140. Rosie, our computer, has been feverishly calculating the votes. Chops is having a love affair with Rosie, and we all know about it, even though he denies it. All right, Chops, how are the results looking?
Looking all right.
Uh-oh, that means he didn't win.
Oh, man. I mean, like, so I know this song isn't, like a huge, like, hit. Like, I know it's not one of Outkast's best songs.
But it's
a good
choice.
But I thought, like, oh, songs you sing in the shower.
That's why
so
you
fresh
take
and
a
so
shower.
Clean.
Yes.
And, like, it is catchy, but I guess not enough, because I got last 18% of the vote.
Shocker.
I'm not.
And then it was actually very, very close between the three ladies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so third place and first place was only separated by 4%.
Wow.
Second and first place was separated by one vote.
What? Dang. Get out.
Yeah, it's actually a tie percentage-wise, but one vote.
Wow.
Made the difference.
That's crazy.
So coming in third place with 24% of the vote intern Chloe.
Money, that was a beautiful
That's
choice.
A good song.
And the only place I feel comfortable belting Adele is in the show.
You should have used to your advantage, Chloe, that this is your last week and you just want to win as much as
That's
possible.
True.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'm going to guilt them into voting for me tomorrow.
Yes.
And coming in second place.
Oh.
Tied percentage wise with 28% of the vote, but one vote less. Mackenzie.
Oh.
Live the web, girls. The
Congratulations.
Big
I think we can all appreciate some Christina Aguilera. We
yes.
are fighting through this last week before Christmas.
Yes, all the panic, all the anxiety, whoever is getting you down, you can get through this. So get pumped up. Nicely done. Live the web, girl.
Yay,
winning
Liz.
Song of the day. And your dad gave you a vote?
Yes,
that's
my
so
dad
sweet.
Texted me and said, my vote was the difference because I only won by one vote. So shout out to my dad. I was picturing him just jamming out to some Christina Aguilera.
That's so sweet. Our dad's coming up big. My dad this morning got up literally at 3 a.m. to scrape my car for me. I spent the night at my parents' house because my little Lulu has a school. Her school is delayed. So shout out to the dads. That's so sweet.
If your dad voted Mackenzie, you guys would have tied. Did your dad vote?
Hopefully he went back to bed after scraping my car for an hour. It was a good dad. To make sure I got to work safely. Okay, here's the deal, you guys. And speaking of my little girl, Lucy, I do not have all of her Christmas prezzies at all. I need to go hard this week. And a lot of people getting anxiety about buying all these presents. So here are the top toys for Christmas 2019. Remember when it was like the Hatchimals were all the rage and people, I mean, they were going upwards of hundreds and hundreds. There's always like one big toy.
Yes. And people were like traveling hours and hours to stores just to get a Hatchimal.
And
what
it's like Tickle Me Elmo back in the day. Do
I
you
remember
Elmo?
That. Oh my gosh.
I got a Tickle Me Elmo for Christmas one year and it was my favorite present.
I'm Elmo. That's what the deal. Okay, so the top ones apparently, I don't know some of these, but they look really cute. Okay, Fisher Price's Linkables Smooth Moves Sloth. So
of
it's like
it's
a baby
a
sloth that moves super slow, but lights up. You press its buttons. That looks really cute.
I actually feel like my boyfriend's nieces love that.
The sloth?
Yeah.
Okay, that's like a hot commodity. Baby Shark official dancing doll. So it's a dancing baby shark, which
that's
actually
expected.
Looks really, really cute. this is kind of funny. Leapfrog has come out with Smart Sizzlin' Barbecue Grill. So it's like a kid grill.
So there can be little Guy Fieri's.
Yes.
Yo, I needed this when I was younger because remember how I don't know how to cook?
That's
yes.
so true. So
we should get you one.
Yes, yes. It's
Dude,
not too late.
Kids can place food pieces on the skewer and listen as it recognizes the food and its color. I mean, I like toys that teach something.
Yeah, that's ingenious.
Right, we can teach pork chop stuff.
I know. So that's again Leapfrog's Smart Sizzlin' Barbecue Grill. Okay, here's one. Skyrocket Bloom Dolls.
What is that?
So these dolls come in hidden little flower pots. This is really, it kind of reminds me of Cabbage Patch dolls that like came out back in the day.
Yeah.
But they're in flower pots just waiting to bloom. All they need is a little bit of water and then it comes packed with 10 surprises.
See, and I don't have kids, so I haven't heard of some of these, but I do have nieces and nephews, but I think they might be too young for these. So tweet at us at Joe and Mackenzie if you've heard of these and if these are like really a hot commodity this Christmas season.
Or if you've possibly gotten these in the past, are they worth it or should you pass? Because some get all the hype and then you get them home, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I remember Furby and Tamagotchi when
those
were really
yeah. Tamagotchis were so fun.
Beanie Babies.
You could not let your little, did you name your Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
No, mine was like a little
chicken.
You couldn't
let it die.
Oh, I know. Well, my friend had me watch hers one time hers accidentally died. I couldn't handle taking care of two at once. It was too much.
This is like when I had to watch Pork Chop's Bird when we lived on the West Coast. I was so scared it was going to die. But I did it. It is live. Now, this one you could probably get behind. It's called Cute Tito's Mystery Stuffed Animal, but it looks like a burrito in the packaging, but it comes out, it's a surprise. That's Caesar Rage. You get all these surprises.
Yeah, like those LL surprise dolls that we talked about last week. But when I hear Tito's, I instantly think vodka. And maybe that's because I don't have kids.
You're like, yes, Santa!
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I love it. Kicking old school Barbie's dream plane play set. So Barbie has upgraded. Now she likes to ride in a private jet.
Oh, she's like a Jenner. She's part of a Kardashian Jenner clan.
She used to have like her Jeep. Now she's got her private jet.
Her PJ.
And there's this Pets Alive, Boppy the Booty Shaking Llama. I kind of like this. It's a little llama. It's very lifelike.
Aww.
I think that's going to be a hot
one. That's cute.
That one's
my favorite that I've heard so far.
Play School's Mr. Potato Head Moving Lips. So what? It's like the next level of Mr. Potato Head.
I think that's cool that Mr. Potato Head is making a comeback. So at the daycare that I worked at, I used to work out last summer, I had a Mr. Potato Head that the kids could play with, and they're like, "What?" They had no idea what it was.
They've never heard of
it, but they were all obsessed with it. It was their favorite toy to play with.
This one features over 40 phrases and 4 parodies to the popular song "Lips Are Moving." Oh, by Meghan Trainor. Okay, so it has this one sings and like does fun stuff.
Cool.
It's next level. And then lastly, here, Candy Locks scented collectible surprise doll. These dolls are little dolls, and they have like cotton candy esque hair that's super duper long that you can like braid and twist.
Those look like music festival girls.
they really do
to like a music festival and see like girls, that's exactly what those girls, those dolls look like.
Oh, and for like, these might be, I mean, little boys or little girls, but this Wowie Buttheads interactive farting figurine is supposed to be, it got an honorable mention.
Well, now I know what I'm getting, Joe.
Yeah.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Kicking things off with some sad news. Chelsea Handler's, her longtime sidekick, Chewy Bravo, passed away at the age of 63. He was on Chelsea Lately all the time. She's said to be devastated, writing, "I love this little nugget in so many ways. It was such a pleasure to be with him. So many people loved him. I will miss the laughter we shared and the laughter always coming out of his office into mine."
It's been nice. I've been relaxing for once.
Aw, he was so cute. Seemed like such a nice guy. Of course, sending all our well wishes, thoughts, and prayers to his family and friends. Harry Styles making some waves after his, in his song, he actually took a voicemail from his ex, Camille Rowe, in the song Cherry. See what you think about this.
Gosh, désolé. Ben non. Non, c'est pas forcément.
It's kind of eerie. I guess it's very artistic, some would say. As far as his sexuality, Harry Styles says, "Who cares?" and quit asking me.
I care. I'm just curious, Harry. I want to know.
He's like, back off. He doesn't want to say.
Also, I wish I understood French so I could understand what that girl was
saying.
I need
a translator. Yeah. Exactly.
Je m'appelle Pork Chop.
Ooh, je m'appelle Mackenzie. Et toi?
Je m'appelle Olivia.
Ooh, we are so wee. I like that.
We're cultured.
We're very cultured on the show. Oh, man, Cardi B. She would probably call herself cultured. Get this. She gave her husband, Offset, a fridge for his birthday. And you're like, what? A fridge? Here's the thing. It was full of cash. $500,000.
So, you know, Aaron, you got every car. You got every jewelry, you got every shoe, you know what I'm saying? What else can I give somebody that got everything? The fridge.
Okay.
$500,000. Happy birthday.
OMG.
Okay, here's my question. Wouldn't you think that they have shared bank accounts? Like, what's the difference?
I mean, I'm still like half a mil. Okay. Yes, no. Please. Isn't that crazy?
I guess I'd take that.
I guess she's like, he has all the things that he could ever want. So.
Right, so what else?
Wild.
Wait, so she's saying that he needs money then?
No, not that he needs it, but she's like, probably here's money, spend it however you want.
What a boss.
I know. That's that's the present that keeps on giving. Yeah. And, get ready, Baby Yoda, the Mandalorian's new superstar, basically, made his little debut over on SNL.
Are you just adorable in your little space carriage? This is so cute, man.
Yeah, you like that, Chase?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Baby Yoda?
I said you like that?
because I am killing it. I'm cute. Ooh.
Wait, you can talk. You don't sound like Yoda.
Oh, sounds like this action.
Hey, come on, man. That's played out.
Who do you do, Chops? You do it. You do a character.
Jar Jar Binks.
Can you give us a little Jar Jar?
Mr. Jar Jar Binks. Mr. Love Olivia.
Is that from Star Wars?
Yes.
Got it. Do you miss Jar Jar? Because you nailed that. Now Jar Jar's not in the series anymore.
Jar Jar's irrelevant.
People hated Jar Jar. There's no love for Jar Jar. But Baby Yoda gets all the love. So cool. All right. Well, there's your tea. It's Monday. So you know what that means. It is Murder Monday. So what case are we examining today, Liv?
We are going to be talking about the case of Jacob Wetterling. He was a little boy who was just going out for a bike ride with his friends when something terrible happened.
Okay, it's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, Liv, I know you have a chilling Murder Monday for us.
Yes, and reminder, we do Murder Monday for Crime Stoppers. You can call them and anonymously give tips about cases. Again, that's Crime Stoppers. So our story today starts in October of 1989. Jacob Wetterling is an 11-year-old boy living in Minnesota. He gives his parents a call around 9 o'clock at night, asking them if he, his younger 10-year-old brother, and his best friend can all ride their bikes up to the local store to rent a movie. His mom, Patty, initially said no, but Jacob's dad, Jerry, convinced her that they would be all right, and they told the boys they could go, but they had to make sure to wear reflective gear so they would be seen riding in the dark night on the rural road. The boys agree and begin their ride to the store. They rent the movie and start to head back home, riding their bikes in the dark on the gravel road of Minnesota. That's when a masked man jumps out of the trees in front of the boys and stops them. He demands that they get off their bikes and lay down in a ditch off the road with their faces down to the ground. The man goes to Trevor, Jacob's little brother, and asks him his age and flips him over to take a look at his face. He tells Trevor to get up and start running straight into the field ahead of them, and if he looks back or stops, he'll shoot him in the head. Then he does the same for Jacob's best friend. The two boys are running into the field as fast as they can, and they finally make it back to the house, which was just a half mile away. There's a babysitter at the house watching their younger sister, and after the two boys tell her what happened, she immediately calls the police and reports it. Jacob at this point is in the masked man's car, handcuffed into the passenger seat, watching the man drive, when he hears the police scanner in the background talking about his own kidnapping. The man tells Jacob to duck down as he continues to drive him miles and miles away through the darkness. When we come back, I will tell you what that masked man had in store for 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling on that October night.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Monday. Murder Monday taking place. Liv leading us through the case of Jacob Wetterling.
Yes, so when we left off, the masked man was driving the 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling through the darkness miles and miles away. And Jacob hears on a police scanner police talking about his own abduction. So the man drives Jacob 25 miles away from the Minnesota town he kidnapped him from. He walks him out into the woods, tells Jacob to get undressed, and then sexually assaults the 11-year-old boy. The man hears the police scanner again in the background, and his fear rises of getting caught. He tells Jacob to turn around and face the trees because he has to use the restroom. And then, without Jacob knowing, he lifts up his revolver and shoots Jacob in the head twice, killing the young boy. The man leaves his body there for a couple of hours before returning to the scene of the crime. He then drags Jacob's body out further into the woods and attempts to bury him. It was becoming too hard to dig, and that's when he notices a construction site in view. The man drags Jacob's body all the way over to the site and buried him in all his clothes in an immensely large ditch using the construction machines to help him. A year later, the mass killer returned to the burial site to recover his tracks. He notices a part of Jacob's clothing is becoming noticeable. So he digs up his body and clothes and decides to move his body this time. Jacob's case went cold for over 2 decades until police start piecing together multiple cases from around the same area. There were multiple boys who were kidnapped, molested, beaten, then told to run away as fast as they can. And if they looked back, they would be shot. Noticing that a lot of these cases throughout the years had similarities, they started to bring past alive victims in for another round of questioning. Police and investigators were able to name a man, Danny Henrich, as a person of interest. Police tested his DNA with the DNA from the crime scene from Jacob Wetterling's case, and it was a match. They got a search warrant for Danny's home and found a load of child pornography. He was arrested and eventually led police to Jacob's burial site. By then, his body was so decomposed that they had to use his teeth and dental records as a match for Jacob's body. 27 years later, Jacob's family finally got the closure of knowing what exactly happened to their 11-year-old son that October night. That is Murder Monday.
Literally so sad.
So sad. Like, I just couldn't even imagine. Just terrible. We do have pictures of Jacob if you would like to see them on our Instagram at Joe and McKenzie. I'm going to be posting them on our Instagram story.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. What's going on? It's McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv, the web girl. We got intern Chloe Money. Now, if you are in Indianapolis, there's a winter storm warning. Lots of schools delayed and closed. Carmel Clay Schools, there's a 2-hour delay. Hamilton Southeastern Schools, we have Westfield Schools at a 2-hour delay as well. IPS Schools, Beech Grove. So make sure and check out your school. You know, kiddos are like, yay! It's kind of a partial snow day. At least they get to sleep in a little bit. But we will keep you posted, of course. Take lots of time on those roads. So everybody kind of out of their routine today. So we're talking about white elephants. Now, if you've never done a white elephant exchange, I know Liv the Web Girl is like a huge fan of these. So Liv, do you want to break down the rules of the typical white elephant?
Yes. Okay. So everyone picks out a number from like a bowl or a hat or something. And it's like, if you have 15 people, it's like 1 to 15. And so you go in that order of picking out a present. So all the presents are wrapped, so you have no idea what they are. So say that I was 1, I go ahead, I pick a random present, I unwrap it, everyone sees what it is. Ooh, it's a television, or I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's a good white elephant.
That is a very good white elephant. But it's a television.
Wait. That's a good white elephant gift?
I mean,
that's
a television? Like, well, we're saying like that's like an extreme one. Like normally they're like $25 or something. Anyways, I pick out a gift and it's whatever. Now, all of the people that go after me can either choose to steal my gift or pick a new gift from the pile.
And it's always dicey because usually there's good presents mixed in with funny gifts. Or
right.
So we want to know at 833-563-2539. Do you do this tradition? What's the craziest thing you've ever received in a white elephant? And do you think white elephants are funny or trashy? Now, Liv, why did you think they're kind of trashy?
Okay, so here's the thing. Going into a white elephant, you normally know, oh, is it like real gifts, like, you know, like a nice tumbler or a gift card, whatever, or is it raunchy gifts, like kind of dirty toys or whatever. Like one time my mom got toilet paper with like a president's face on it, like whatever.
Yeah.
So like they're just like funny gag. They are called like gag gifts. You know, and they're like funny. Like my one time my dad got like powder for like swamp ass. Like whatever. So
that's
they're
awesome.
Like funny kind of dirty presents.
Yeah. Have you ever done this, Chops?
I have, but for some reason I thought white elephant gift exchanges were always supposed to be like gag gifts. At least as far as I've known, because
they typically are. Sometimes usually there's a price limit, but I think there's a lot of good gifts in the mix. I never go for a bag. Like if you're going to go to the tree and not steal a present, I never go for, I don't know why, because there's like usually crazier stuff in
bags.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And see, I do a white elephant with my aunts and my uncles and my cousins every single year. And that is not a gag one. Like people actually bring, like, it's all different kinds of stuff. Like there were, where it's like a really nice charcuterie board that was like the shape of Kentucky, where we're from, that was up for grabs. And then like my brother-in-law brought a little Frogger, like handheld game that was up for grabs.
I bet the stealing though gets really intense when you have awesome presents. Like if someone, I don't know, got something incredible, people are gonna like it. Say there's like AirPods in there, like those are gonna be stolen. Is there a limit to how many steals that you? Because
yes.
I know different families do different rules.
So I think our family does three presents and then it is dead, or three steals and then it's dead. And so me and my cousin, like I want to say probably 3 years ago, got into like a legitimate, like she was like mad. Like she was legitimately mad at me because I stole this like really cute like Bengals NFL like
ooh,
sock like sock
that.
Hat.
I've never gotten anything really amazing. I did get a Jesus bank. It was like kind of a joke, but it was like sparkly and kind of fun. Like
maybe,
nothing I would have bought myself.
Maybe the money will multiply.
That's
inside
true.
Of it.
Like a manifest. We should do. Would you guys want to do a white elephant? Because do you guys want to tell who we drew?
Should we?
We have secret
no,
Santas.
You're not
supposed
to tell. Of
I
course not.
Do you do, if you do it, I'll do it.
No, don't.
First?
No, stop.
No, you go first.
No, that kills the fun.
First.
Why would
no,
you do that?
Like she won't say it then.
No,
you
no,
do
I
the
promise.
Same time.
I promise. Okay,
can
ready?
Say, one, two, three.
I turned the mics off.
The mics.
Stop. You're not supposed to tell.
We drew a secret Santa between the four of us. So Joe, Mackenzie, me, Liv, and Chops. We drew each other's names. And me and Mackenzie just blurted out who we have in pork chop cutter mics.
So the boy. Okay, so we both have the boy, so they obviously have us.
I was going to say I have like two really good like gifts I got from a white elephant.
You
okay.
did?
Yeah.
What?
Well, one was like, okay, one was weird. One time I got a pet egg. A pet
oh,
egg?
Oh, yeah.
You know
what
that is?
So, like,
no.
for, yeah, it's like you kind of slough off the dead skin on the bottom of your feet. So you
yes.
give yourself a little pedicure.
Oh,
and
okay.
One time I got one that's actually come in really handy, and that is my breathalyzer.
Oh.
Remember the
that
fun
was a
one.
Present? Oh, nice.
Yeah, the little keychain breathalyzer.
I've actually got that from a white elephant, too. We did one in college with some girls, and I got a breathalyzer, but I lost it.
I love it. Okay, this is real. I can't believe that Chops wouldn't tell. Okay, so now we know that you have Joe.
Yes.
Chops just ran away, so I have Pork Chops. All right. Chops
I
is back.
Maybe should we do a white elephant instead?
I think we should because I think the stealing, but people here get really upset.
Ooh,
so that it might be intense. Okay, I think we have a caller. Hello.
Yes, Renee. What do you want to say?
What's up, girl?
Hi. A couple years ago, a group of teachers got together for a white elephant gift exchange, and someone decided to give fish and chips. but it was a can of Pringles and a goldfish.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I saw someone on my Instagram stories, a girl that I used to go to college with, she got a fish for her white elephant gift exchange. With, I think if you have a gag white elephant, that is a perfect gift.
Yes.
I think that's so funny.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, I think we should definitely do it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. She wants us to do it, Renee.
Renee's into it. Okay. Thank you very much, girl. Well, coming up. Okay. So, Liv, you were telling me that your cousin has a very expensive Christmas list.
Super expensive. And my uncle is, you know, very flustered. He doesn't know how to handle it.
Okay. We're going to get into this. Get some advice for your uncle. That is coming up. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. It's McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv, the web girl, and intern Chloe Money holding things down all this Monday. If you're in Indianapolis, it's been a wild morning. There is a winter storm watch. Many schools have 2-hour delays. Check your local listings. Okay, this is what we're talking about. Sheer panic. What do we have? 9 days until Christmas. I have so much buying to do. I'm just going to sit and buy, I think, online everything for everyone today.
Honestly, Amazon.
Yeah.
Because they're shipping. It'll tell you if it will become before Christmas or not.
Oh, I'm like, why did I do this to myself? I was going to take advantage of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I didn't like pull the trigger and now I panicked.
I'm not panicking at all because I'm not getting any gifts. So I'm just
You're not getting Hostage Boy, your lover, a present?
I mean, I think I'm getting him something. I forget. I don't know. But, like, that's it. That's the one gift.
What about your mom?
You're getting one gift and that's it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get your mom a present?
No.
Aw, you should just call her. Maybe do a little videogram.
I mean, I would love to get her a gift. Maybe next year.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't afford it. I feel like no one will blame you because like, we all know exactly how poor you are.
Yeah, so that's like the best Christmas, you know, relax.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky because I don't have that luxury.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Because my little girl also is asking Santa for some really nice things. I feel like as a kid, I just asked for Barbies and I was pretty simple. Nothing too crazy.
Maybe like Nintendo 64.
Maybe nothing crazy. Was like the bougiest, but I feel like these days kids, I mean, obviously they want tablets. A lot of kids asking for the new iPhone 11.
Right.
So you have something going on in your family.
Yeah. So my cousin is 10 years old and there is not a single thing on his Christmas list this year that is below $1,000.
Oh.
Every item is $1,000 and above.
That's crazy. Now, is he asking Santa for these things?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
I think. I don't know for sure about that, but no. He's not asking Santa for these things. He's asking his dad. These things.
Okay.
Yes.
Because Lulu will ask for like nice things, but it's like, don't worry, mommy. Like, I'm asking Santa. So
got
Santa's
it.
Got this.
So and Santa's
like,
covering
oh, okay.
it. Right. Right. So no, Santa does not got it. He is asking my uncle directly. And my cousin, he's on the spectrum. Like he has mild form and he is very into technology.
Okay.
And because he's been into technology since he was a very young age, his mom and his dad have always gotten him what he has wanted.
Sure.
And so it's never been a problem. It's always been kind of expensive, but they've always gotten what is on his Christmas
list.
So
this year, what is he asking for?
This year, my uncle is divorced, so he only has one income, and he just got remarried and spent a ton of money on the wedding. She came over from the Philippines, so he's just kind of tight-funded right now, and he can't afford his Christmas list, but he's never not gotten it for him. So he doesn't know what to do because he's kind of spoiled my 10-year-old cousin, his entire life.
Sure.
Now, all of a sudden, this Christmas, out of nowhere, he's just not going to get the things he asked for. Like, is that fair?
So mostly electronic things.
It's all electronic things.
Okay.
It's equipment we wouldn't even understand.
Okay.
When I tell you, he literally is like, he's been DJing since he was like 7.
Okay.
Like, it's technology above our
Well, I have to tell you, my little girl, Lulu, and I talked about this last week, she all of a sudden wanted a chinchilla, like out of nowhere, out of left field, a chinchilla. And I didn't even like quite know what a chinchilla was. So I look up and it looks like a bunny slash mouse. And I go, okay. And she was asking Santa specifically for this chinchilla she wanted to name Pepper. And so upon doing further research, I saw, oh, these things live 10 years. And I thought, okay. And then they take dust baths, which I know, Chops, you think they're cute.
No, that literally is the cutest. You need to Google it.
But I feel like it's a commitment because I'm like, when I travel a lot and I have her 50% of the time, so I'm thinking this thing and I will share time together. Here's the deal. She came up to me and was like, Mommy, I don't want a chinchilla anymore because they're nocturnal. And I was like, yes! I was very, just because that's like such a commitment.
Right.
So here's the thing. We need help for parents that are getting these Christmas lists or Santa lists and you don't have the cash to spend. So what are some alternatives or just good gift ideas in general for
right.
the kiddos?
And just to give you a frame of reference, when he was, I think, 8, for the first night of Hanukkah, he got the brand new iPhone at the time that was 256 gigabytes. So that's $1,000 right there just on the first night of Hanukkah. That's not including the other 7 nights or Christmas morning.
So yeah, what are some great gifts that maybe you're getting your kids or you think maybe Santa will get your kids, but they aren't so spendy? Let's help other parents out. 833-563-2539. Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, and Liv, the web girl, all hanging out with you on this crazy Monday. Be careful on the roads. If you're in Indianapolis, there's a winter storm warning. There's been lots of slide-offs. There was a fatal crash in Hancock County. So there's a lot of two-hour delays we're seeing with the schools. Carmel Clay schools are on a two-hour delay, along with Hamilton Southeastern schools, Westfield Washington schools, IPS, Beech Grove. So make sure and check out what's happening with your school. So everyone's going to be a little thrown off today, but kiddos loving it, of course, because they get to sleep in. So that's good. All right. So we have a little something special for you. We have two on the line, Angela and Satomi. How you guys doing?
Oh, hold on. Angela, you there?
Oh.
Angela. There she is. All right. And good morning, Satomi. You there?
I'm
good
here.
Good morning.
Hey, ladies. Okay. Who wants to go see Maroon 5?
Who doesn't?
Either of you? Okay, cool. And here's your chance, too. You get to qualify, and you could go fly away to somewhere they're performing. Hopefully somewhere warm and tropical.
Miami, of course.
Oh, yes, honey. I love that. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to play McKenzie, Porkchop, or Liv. So we're going to give you a statement, and then you have to decide which one of us we're talking about. And then how many chops do you think they have to get right?
I've got it. Don't worry. So, Angela, you will go first. This statement or this fact is for you, and you need to tell us. Is this me, Porkchop, McKenzie, or Liv?
Okay. Which one of us still has their first car, and it has over 3,000 miles?
I'm going to have to go with Porkchop.
I wish I still had my first car and it had 3,000 miles, but Mackenzie, that's over 300,000
miles. I'm sorry, I forgot some zeros. It was 300,000 miles, and that is correct.
That is correct.
Yes!
So, Angela, you've got a point.
I forgot I didn't read some zeros. Dang, sorry, Chops. How is it still running?
Knock
that's
on wood.
That's your very first car?
Yeah.
Ever in your life?
Yep.
Or, like, first car you bought?
Yeah, my first. I mean, I had, like, a... My dad got me like a Mitsubishi Lancer that I had for a couple months. And then, so I don't know if that's like, does that count as my first car?
Because are you just going to run this one to the ground?
I guess so. I've got a powertrain lifetime warranty, so it might live forever.
All right, Chops, be safe on the road, especially today. Let's go to Satomi. Okay. Which one of us is allergic to cats?
Oh, I will say Liv.
No.
It's me. And I think they're so cute, but I am deathly allergic. Like, my throat will close up. And that's why I can't ever go to Chop's place. Like, I'll break out in hives. It stinks.
I wish I was allergic to have an excuse to not be around them.
They always want to be around me, too. Like, they always want to come and rub on me. And I'm like, oh,
My cats are so sweet.
I know, but I can't. My, like, eyes will shut and my throat will as well. Aww. It stinks. All right. So, we'll go back to Angela. Okay, here we go. Angela, which one of us on the show went to a boarding high school?
Liv.
No, I did not.
That was me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like I reversed the process.
So creepy. That was me.
I reversed the process. I went away for high school and then lived at home for college. I know it's usually the other way around, right?
Right. Okay.
Can you believe
How
that?
How far away was your school?
An hour and a half.
And were they strict? Did you have a dress code?
Oh,
was
yeah.
it all boy?
No, it was co-ed. Well, the dorms weren't co-ed, but the school was co-ed.
Dude, all the people that I know that went to boarding school, it was absolute mayhem.
Yes.
Like boarding high schools. Like, it was wild.
No, mine was not wild. They shut the electricity off at 9:45. You weren't allowed to have music or movies.
What was your punishment like if you got in trouble?
You had to do like 100 push-ups.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why did your parents send you to a boarding school?
It was like affiliated with a religion.
Okay.
So it's like,
interesting.
Yeah.
And now you are who you are. All right. So tell me, this one is for you. Which one of us absolutely hates scary movies?
Oh, I will say Mackenzie.
Nope, that's me, Liv. I absolutely hate them. I refuse to watch them. I can't even watch scary commercials.
It's ironic, being that she does Murder Monday.
I know.
All right.
It's like me, too.
Yes, you don't like them? Angela, which one of us has never, ever broken a bone? Mackenzie, Producer Porkchop, or Liv?
Ooh, I'm going to say Mackenzie.
That's me again, Liv. I've never broken a bone. I was on crutches once for like a really bad like sprain, but nope, never broken a bone.
Ooh. All right, Satomi, this is your chance.
Yeah, this means you have to get this one right to tie. If you get it wrong, Satomi, you lose.
Angela wins, okay?
Okay.
Which one of us on the show, our favorite color is Tiffany blue?
Mackenzie.
That is correct. Still alive. She's still in the game. Okay.
Going into overtime.
OT. Angela.
Two more here.
Which one of us absolutely hates root beer?
Pork chop.
That would be me, Mackenzie. People are like, that's not American. I just don't like the taste. I'm sorry. Okay. And Satomi, this is for it all. Which one of us almost got a tattoo in New Orleans?
Oh, I'll say Pork Chop.
No, that was Liv the Web
Girl.
That was
me. I was there for a fraternity formal and we were really drunk and I almost got our school's mascot tattooed on my butt.
Oh my God, are you so happy you did it?
You're so happy I did not.
All right, so I've got one more fact, and now the way it works is you're going to buzz in with your name when you know the answer, okay? So,
okay.
Angela, your name. Satomi, your name. I'm going to read you the fact. Buzz in with your name. Here we go. For the win, this person's eyes change color from blue to green.
Angela.
Oh, that was so close. Who'd you hear first?
Angela's phone was louder, so it sounds like it was her, but I heard the S in Satomi slip in first. So, Satomi, go ahead, take your guess.
I'm going to say Mackenzie.
That is wrong. Oh! Angela, for the steal, for the win, is it Liv or Pork Chop?
Pork Chop.
That is correct!
Ladies,
Angela,
you both killed it, but Angela
is the big winner.
Are you serious?
You are going to see Maroon 5, and not only that, girl, you are qualified to fly away and see them anywhere they're performing.
Gosh. I'm so excited.
Where do you want to go see them?
Miami, of course.
Okay, she's feeling Miami. How easy was that? You guys killed it. Thank you so much. Hopefully you learned a little bit about the show, too. This was a lot of fun. Coming up, we have your dummy of the day. It's next on Joe and Mackenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Oh, man. This gave me a heart. heart attack upon first glance. The father says he was left terrified after he thought his baby legit was in the washing machine, like mid-cycle.
Wait, you said thought?
Yes. Check this picture out. We are going to post it on our social media, our Instagram story, at Joe and McKenzie. Turns out, thank the Lord, it was a t-shirt with a baby's face on it. So that he was terrified seeing the baby go round and round and round, but it was a t-shirt, you know, a huge face on the front of a t-shirt that was getting clean. But he was like, oh my God, I panicked attack. He's like, I saw it. I ran to the door. I opened it and I thought my baby was trapped in there. I like the chopstick. This is so
Liv, your mic's not working.
Sorry about that. I cannot believe that. I don't know if this photo on this t-shirt was taken with like an iPhone 11, but that is the clearest picture in the entire world. It honestly looks like a real life baby.
We are again going to put this up at Joe and McKenzie. Check out this photo. The thing about it is the baby has these big, jolly, rosy cheeks and looks so happy. And it's like a really scary, but it's on the picture on the t-shirt that's being cleaned in the cycle.
Like, how does this dad think his baby was in there? It's so happy. Like, the baby wouldn't be that happy if it was in there.
Well, I don't know. I can imagine, though, the sheer panic. So I don't really know if he's quite the dummy, because anyone, that could happen to anybody.
That should be a commercial for the new iPhone 11. Like, so clear.
So real.
You put the baby's picture on a shirt, well, you think it's in the washing machine.
We'll give you a heart attack.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money, holding things down on this Monday. It's been a wild Monday.
Oh, yes.
In Indianapolis, there's a winter storm watch. We've gotten like 5 inches of snow, and we're supposed to get more. So a lot of kiddos on a two-hour delay, including Carmel Clay Schools, Beach Grove City Schools, IPS, Westfield, Fishers will keep you posted. Of course, check your local listings. Snow days. They're the best when you're a kid, right? It's like you get to go back to sleep. Yes!
I love them. You get to go back to sleep, but all the time I would be so excited that I couldn't even fall back asleep.
You're like so hype. Yes. You just want to get outside. I know.
Exactly.
So we want to know what, and if you're a parent, you're like, what am I going to do with these kids if they end up staying home all day long? 833-563-2539. What was your favorite, or maybe still is, your favorite snow day activity?
So Liv, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid back in the day, you know,
back in the day,
things were definitely very different. Like now I feel like, you know, everyone has to be on the side of safety. Like, oh, there's a little snow, cancel school. Well, my principal was like in the army or something. He was like a drill instructor.
Like a veteran.
Yeah. So me and my sister would sit around the radio. This is, yep, before internet. We would sit around the radio and listen to the entire list of school closings.
Yes!
And my school would always get skipped. It wouldn't be on the list.
No! So, because they're alphabetical.
Right.
So, right, you would wait and wait. I did the same thing. We'd sit around, like, I'd watch TV, and I'd be like, wait and wait, and you'd wait forever. And then if yours wasn't on, it was such a letdown.
I know. So we would call the radio station and be like, are you sure? Are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
So I rarely had snow days because he was like, ah, it's just 6 inches of snow. You can make your way in. It's like, what? But when I did have snow days, me and my sister, I remember the blizzard of 96 on the East Coast. That was a big one.
Remember the blizzard of 96
no,
like
trust
it
me,
was yesterday.
If you grew up like on the East Coast, you remember the blizzard of 96. Me and my sister built an igloo.
Oh, what?
That's
cool.
What I was going to say. So
take us through that, because what's the difference between, I mean, it's basically like a snowman, but a house.
Yeah.
No, like you need a lot of snow.
Okay.
Like a lot. And what would happen is the snow plows, when they went by, they like, you know, made a huge, I lived on a corner, so there's like a huge mound of snow. So me and my sister, we like dug a hole, and like the hole became so big that we were enclosed in it, and we made like a little igloo.
That's so, did you take pics? And, I hope so. That's
no,
so
this
adorable.
Was on like a disposable camera. I wish I had a phone back then.
I will never forget. Okay, so last year, the last time we got lots of snow, or I don't know when it was. Yeah, it was about last year this time, because I just moved back from the West Coast. And so I do not have a sled. So Lucy's sled is at her dad's house. And so we went everywhere. to get a freaking sled. And we were so desperate. We went to Lowe's and we got trash can tops.
Yes!
That's the best!
Because I was like, desperate times. And then they didn't work as well. Like, they didn't have as much traction. I maybe needed to, like, grease them up at the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that something you should do?
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like a great idea. Reminded me of another memory. Like, there's this huge hill,
yeah.
And at the bottom of the hill was, like, a lake, but obviously it was frozen.
Okay.
So, like, me and all my friends would go to this hill, and we'd sled down the lake, and then we'd ice skate on the lake. Oh, it was so much
fun. That terrifies me, though. I feel like there's going to be one part of the ice that you're just going to fall through.
Yeah, I definitely don't get on ice during that, but we had snow days all of the time.
Oh, wait, where'd you grow up, Liv?
Growing up. So, I grew up in northern Kentucky, so about 10 minutes from Cincinnati,
okay.
Ohio, and we had snow days all of the time. I remember one time we built an igloo. So
you did too?
Yeah. So
I need to get
down
with the igloo building. We need to build one outside the radio station.
So on my street alone, I think we had 15 kids that all went to the same grade school, like 15 or 20. So there were so many kids on my street and we all built an igloo together. There was another time that we all hung out at my house and played Dance Dance Revolution.
DDR.
Remember that?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And also our parents let us have junk food. So we made pizza rolls instead of having like healthy food, which was so fun. And then I remember we would go down sledding, and at the bottom of our hill, there's this huge house like on top of a huge hill, and we used to call it like Devil's Hill or something. And people like would be like so scared to ride their bike down their driveway because it was so steep.
Mm.
But off of the driveway was another huge hill, and we would go sledding down it. And it was so much fun. And also, you had to weave through the trees. So it was like really scary and really intense.
Yeah, that is very intense.
Yes.
I like that though.
So, but it was so much fun. I just love snow days. We would mostly just play out in the snow all day.
I know. I love that. And then hot chocolate when you come in.
Do you think my boyfriend would want to like go do some snowy activity like that?
You guys need to make a snowman or make two snowmen.
No, I want to go sledding.
You should.
I love sledding.
So if your kiddos are home,
I'll go sledding with you today.
Really?
I don't have my second job.
Whoa. You should see how excited producer Porkchop just turned bright
pink.
Crazy.
I'm like starting to get a little concerned. Breathe. Take deep breaths.
Okay. You can make snow angels.
Yes.
You can do all those things.
I don't think my boyfriend has work either. We could all go sledding.
Who would win in a snowball fight? Liv and her boyfriend or Chops and his boyfriend?
Probably me and my boyfriend because I'm extreme. I don't know though. Chops is so competitive.
Dude, I'm like, remember that the scene on Elf where the Elf guy was, what's his name?
Oh, Buddy the Elf.
Buddy!
Yeah. I feel like, if Porkchop and his boyfriend was versus me and my boyfriend, both of our boyfriends would just quit and like go walk away, and me and Porkchop just like
tackle each other in the snow.
You need to make this happen today because it is pretty much a snow day. So have some fun, enjoy it. Snow day. It's a fun day. What's going on? It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We got Chloe Money in the mix. It has been a manic Monday, a little crazy. Everyone's out of the routine. Most schools in Indianapolis here have been at least on a 2-hour delay.
Which would be what, like to now? When does school usually start? 7:45?
It usually around 8. So now they're about, but it's fun because they are going to have a short day. However, you just want to go out and play in the snow. And I'm excited that you want to build an igloo today, Chops.
No, I want to see you on TV,
you go
the sledding. Liv, let's do that today.
I'm not kidding.
Top sledding tip. Don't sled towards a building or a street, a busy road. Okay, take that.
Where is there good spots in Indy to go sledding?
Don't use a metal sled, it says. Okay.
All right. Well, I need to get a sled. I don't even have a sled.
We can get a sled.
I would go, honestly, right after the show, you guys, because they sell out. Last year, we had a sled shortage because our sled is with Lucy's dad. And so we went and we ended up trying like to get garbage can tops like in Christmas Vacation. Didn't work as well.
If someone could do me a huge favor, DM us at Joe and Mackenzie and me and Liv know where to go sledding.
Yes, because we're not familiar with the Indy area totally. So let us know where we should go sledding. And I'm not joking. I'm like 80% all in.
Oh, really?
80%. Here's the thing, you guys. Later this afternoon, starting about 1:00 and through the evening, we're going to get more snow.
Snow day, Liv.
We don't get get snow days though, Chops.
Like, I know.
We have to wake up and still come to
I know.
Work.
We actually just have to wake up like an hour earlier to make it in. I was gripping the steering wheel.
And like trying not to die on the way in.
White-knuckled. It yeah. was awful.
Oh, man. But anyway, so what else do you guys have planned the rest of the day besides trying not to run off the road?
So I'm so excited because I don't work at the steakhouse again until Friday. And if you've been following along Ooh. For the last 2 weeks, I feel like I've been there every day straight.
Yes.
So I've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night off.
Isn't that amazing?
So amazing.
Wow. I love that. Well, I'm going to get my Christmas shopping done because I'm panicking. I only have like 40% done. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to F3, get my workout on, hopefully with my guy Tyler, and then just shop literally online the rest of the day, get stuff done. What about you, Liv?
I am planning on going to a cycle bar class. One of the new instructors, Cameron, she is so intense. So her class is going to be really hard and I kind of need my butt kicked. But I'm just going to wait to see how the snow is. Because
yes.
I'm supposed to have a meeting at cycle bar right after that. But if the snow and the weather is really bad, I don't want to like trek all the way out there.
I mean, I'll do your class with you, Liv. Let's get hot chocolate.
Ooh, you guys, Olivia Terry 23 just Instagrammed, just sent us a DM and said a good place for sledding is at Southeast Way Park. There's a huge hill there.
Southeast Way Park?
Park, yes. Okay. Yeah, we want your sledding suggestions. That would be awesome.
I'm so excited. I hope Liv doesn't back out.
Is Hashtag Toy going to go?
I said 80%.
Okay,
can
good.
Your boyfriend go?
Yeah, he works okay. at 3. So
okay.
We have to go.
We got to go because we got to get our sled on. Be safe on the roads. Give yourself time. Take it easy. And we will see you back here tomorrow morning.
Bye.
Bye.